The governor removed Walker and five other members in February after a state board recommendation, but Walker and his attorney argued that the report that led to his removal was biased and lacked evidence. The report by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, also known as SACS, said the board was dysfunctional, but Walker disagreed with its findings.
We conducted, in my opinion, all of the business of the school system. So when you said dysfunctional, I do not know what you mean.
When asked by his attorney about the budget deficit in 2013, he said it wasn't because of the board.
The frustrating part is that people don't seem to see with clarity and understanding the difference between the board and the administration. The administration is the group that expends the money.
State Attorney Russ Willard then asked Walker about nepotism, which is cited in the report. He then referred to the several members of Walker's own family in the DeKalb County school system.
Still your testimony that there wasn't a problem employing friends and family of board members?
What is the problem in that? They're all qualified, eminently qualified, doing a very credible job, and the system, I hope, is proud to have them. Is there a problem somewhere, sir? Just because they're members of my family who were hired long before I got on the board? Is that a problem?
Seven other witnesses were also called to the stand. The witnesses, who are current or former DeKalb County school employees and parents, all testified they didn't witness Walker doing anything unprofessional or unethical. Walker's hearing is set to continue Friday. Two other board members had their hearings earlier this month, and two other members will make a case for their seats in July. In a separate case, the state Supreme Court has heard arguments for and against the law that allowed Governor Deal to remove Walker from office. The court is expected to issue its ruling later this year. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.